Hasn't God been good to us this morning? He's done so much for us. Is there anyone here that deserves the blessings of God? Have any of us just been so good and so righteous and so perfect that we deserve? You know, none of us this morning deserve the blessings of God. We come this morning and we are... You all look beautiful to me, so don't take exception to what I'm going to say. We come sometimes in the presence of God as a tattered army. We come weary and worn and bloodied up sometimes because of the fight that we've been in, the spiritual battles that we've been in. We come sometimes discouraged. We come sometimes in our failures. And yet the Lord is there with His love and His goodness. He is there to welcome us. And that is the message that the Lord had put on my heart to share for this morning, is welcome. I am so thankful that we have a God that has His arms open and extended in welcome to each and every one of us. And if you don't feel welcome here this morning, even to this service, I want you to know that is a lie of the enemy. You are welcome here this morning. You are welcome in your goodness and you're welcome in your unrighteousness. You are welcome with your personality flaws, or can I just say with our personality flaws? I hope you all welcome me here too. We come with differences. We come with different backgrounds. And do you know, we all come with a little bit of baggage. We all have a little bit of baggage. We come with a history that we can truly say we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I am thankful, though, that there is provision in the welcome of Christ, that He did not leave us in our sin, but He elevated us and lifted us out of that sin. In Mark, in the first chapter, I'd like to read Mark chapter 1, verse 40. It said, there came a leper to Jesus, beseeching Him. But to beseech is to entreat. I'm begging you. I'm asking you. And he knelt down before Jesus and he said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth His hand and He touched him. And he said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. This was a man, and I don't know the history, so if you'll allow us to extrapolate just a little bit. This man, at some point, very likely, maybe he had a wife and family, come home from plowing the field one day and said, honey, I got a little sore on my hand. Just a little sore. I don't know what it is, but through the days and the weeks, they probably kept an eye on it. And that sore began to get bigger and began to spread to other parts of his body. And they said, you know what? We need to have someone kind of look at this and tell us what's going on. This doesn't look good. Maybe started to see a little bit of white around that sore. They went and had someone look at it. And the verdict was in, you have leprosy. You need to immediately, according to Jewish law, you must separate yourself from the rest of society. You need to leave your wife. You said, but my wife's outside waiting on me. I'd like to give her a goodbye kiss. Can't do it. You cannot have any other contact with your children, with your parents, with your wife. Ended up, according to Jewish law, this man probably left job, left family. Never again did he have any physical touch. You know, there's something about a hug that nothing else can do. When people are in grief, you know, you can go along and say, I'm praying for you. But sometimes, you know, the words are so inadequate. And just go and put your arm around someone. You don't even have to say anything. But there is something that physical touch communicates that nothing else does. There have been studies of people that have grown up with very little to no physical touch, and it scars people in their psyche because God designed us to have physical contact. Parents, it's more, your children need to hear you say you love them, but they need your hugs as much as when they get old, they act like they don't want it. They need your hugs and they need that physical affection and that physical touch. But this man had been living in a place because of leprosy, and according to the law, he didn't have any more of that. And everywhere lepers went in Israel, when there were people coming, they had to call out, unclean. In other words, I am unclean. Stay away from me. And they were not welcome to come home. They were not welcome to go into the synagogue. They were not welcome to go to the tabernacle and worship. They were not welcome to go and work side by side with their who used to be their friends. They were unclean and they were unwelcome. And we find of a man that had been experiencing for however long that isolation and that feeling of rejection, that I'm not good enough, see, something's wrong with me. And so others hold me at arm's length because I don't measure to their standards. I might affect them, and so I'm not welcome. And he came to Jesus beseeching him and saying, Lord, I've heard of what you've done. You have the power to heal me if you can, if you would. And Jesus said, I will. Do you know the Lord is willing to reach out to every individual that has lived in a state, in a condition of rejection? Because of your own failings, or because of circumstances that dealt you some hard blows in life, there is a Savior this morning that has His arms open. And I just am so touched, and I have been for many years. Jesus moved with compassion. Have you all ever been rejected? Have you ever been made to feel unwelcome? I'm going to say a little bit more about it in a little bit, but this man was unwelcome, and yet Jesus broke the Jewish law. You were not supposed to touch someone that had leprosy, but he was so moved with compassion, Jesus just reached out his hand. Do you know what that must have felt like? I haven't had someone reach out and hug me or touch me for years. And now Jesus, regardless of what everybody else thought, and I can almost hear Peter, stop, Jesus, don't touch him. And sometimes we get that as well from people around us. But you know, the Lord wants us to have that same spirit this morning. That same spirit that Jesus had, that we're willing to reach out and touch the leper, those that have been rejected, those that have made messes, those that others may stand aloof. Some people feel like they're on a spiritual high horse and they're just a little bit more spiritual than you are, and they're up here and you feel like you're looked down upon. The Lord does not want that to be among us this morning. He wants us to have that spirit that it's welcoming to all people, because that's what Jesus did for us. And I have been so touched this week as the Lord began to minister to me, to know that when we were so undeserving and so unworthy, I've got sores. You know, that leprosy is ugly. I remember one time I was in Nigeria and we were driving down the road and we went through a leper colony. People that had been rejected, and people would not stop their cars because they didn't even want to get close to them, but we threw money out the car as we drove by, and they would run and get money. There were people just lining the roads that had leprosy, wanting to get a little bit, but I wonder what it would have been if we could have stopped and gone and put our arms around them and drew them in close and said, I love you. Do you know that that does so much more than any financial help? Just to have that spirit of acceptance. That's what Jesus came to this world to do while we were yet what? While we were yet sinners, covered with leprosy, unclean and undeserving. Jesus came to this world and loved us and died for us. Can we not do the same for those around us this morning? Can we not have that same spirit, whether it's people inside of the body of Christ or outside the body, that we have a spirit that is welcoming and warm and receiving to them? Do you remember the mothers brought the infants to Jesus? And what did the disciples tell them? They rebuked him. Remember that? I mean, this is Jesus. You just get back a little bit. But he's too busy. And Jesus told them, he said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God." You know, this morning, that where sometimes our society has built up walls and tried to divide and tried to cause people to feel unwelcome, many times under the banner of welcomeness, that Jesus came to all people. I know the Lord gave me a message about coming to all people three months ago maybe. And I guess this is kind of first cousin to that message. But Jesus came and he said, "Suffer the little children." He came to the blind. If you can't see this morning and you feel like you're losing your way, Jesus has his arms open to welcome you. He came to touch the leper, those that are diseased. Something's wrong. And it's evident to everybody that looks on. I've got leprosy. Jesus came, and he's not afraid of you. He's not afraid of me. He comes with his arms open. This morning, he came to those that have started out for the Lord and have a desire to please God, but have stumbled somewhere along the way. Had a failure. And you feel bad about it. You don't know what to do. And you feel like I'm saved and I'm serving the Lord, but now I've had this failure and I don't know what to do because I don't feel worthy now. And I don't feel like I can, I almost don't know what to do with the Lord. Do you know that Jesus came to welcome us? He came to welcome us as sinners. He came to welcome us in our leprosy. He came to welcome us in our blindness where we've lost our vision. There's a Savior this morning that has his arms open. And to those that maybe have some failure in your life and maybe you've hurt people around you, there's a Savior this morning that welcomes you. You don't need to feel like, I know we've all felt it before, you felt like someone was kind of resisting. Have you ever gone to give someone a hug and they were stiff as a board? "I don't want your hug." Oh, do you know that the Lord won't resist it if you'll just come to him this morning? He's there, pliable and open, with compassion and understanding, and reach out to love us. We live in a world and in a society that has been inundated with rejection by family, by race, by tribe. We've been in over in Kenya just a couple weeks ago. Vanessa was mentioning how there's so much between the children. There's ridicule based on what tribe they came from. You know, one person's lighter and one's darker, and one came from the bush and one came from Tanzania. Someone else came from Uganda, and there's these status symbols among them, and there's this ridicule among them. Do you know that is what's in our society? Do you know that Jesus came to all people? He came in the scriptures there, Galatians chapter 3. It said, "For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." And he said, "There's neither Jew nor Greek." In other words, there's no tribalism in Jesus Christ. "There's neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, neither male nor female, for ye are one in Christ Jesus." Do you know I am still a man? I am still Caucasian this morning. I still came from the Smith family. But what it means here is, and we have all those attributes where we came from, and yet what he was saying here was, in Christ, you're all equal. You're all one. There's not some that are higher than others. Our society, there's so much between male and female and between races and skin color. Do you know there's a gamut about that? And our society has built walls. Our society has built walls. It ought never to be among God's people. It ought never to be among God's people that someone is judged or because of the color of their skin or because of where they came from or because what family they came from. We are all children of God. And if someone is not saved this morning and they are blind or have leprosy, then we as the body of Christ ought to be the Savior with our arms open wide to say where you've been rejected out there, you can come and be accepted here because that is what Jesus Christ came to do. He came to welcome and minister to the sinner and to the needs that we have this morning. To welcome someone, it goes beyond words. You know, someone can say all the right words, but to truly welcome someone means to receive or accept them with happiness and with warmth. Have you ever been rejected? Jesus, over in the 9th chapter of Matthew, let's just turn and read it. The 9th chapter of Matthew in the 9th verse. Jesus passed by and he saw Matthew sitting at the seat of custom, the receipt of custom, and he said, "Follow me." And he rose and he followed him. And it came to pass as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. Kind of sounds like a mixed multitude, doesn't it? The sinners and the publicans came to sit in the middle of the disciples. Do you know that we as a fellowship this morning, I'm talking about we as a church, we as a congregation need to have a desire to emulate Christ. It wasn't just the righteous that came to sit at his feet. It was the sinner. And it was the publican, the ones that were rejected and ostracized because they were Jews working for the Roman government. And the Pharisees, they saw it and they said, "Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?" And Jesus heard that and he said, and I know most of you could quote this, he said, "They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Go ye and learn what that meaneth, for I will have mercy and not sacrifice. I am not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance." You know, Jesus' mission here on earth was to reach out to the blind, to the lepers, to the hypocrites, to the Pharisees. You see, we can say, well, they're a sinner, but what about the Pharisees? Sometimes I think we as a people are more moved with compassion on the sinner than we are the Pharisee, the self-righteous people that sit among us. And yet Jesus welcomed them all. Where others can and may reject us, I just want to remind you in the love of God this morning that Jesus came to welcome us. He came to receive us, and He came to the broken, to the bruised, to those that have marred in His hands. Jesus welcomes us. And He can remake and reshape, and He can renew, and He can restore. Because see, that's the beauty of Christ's welcome. His welcome was there to come. And people say, "I don't know how to come." Do you know the genesis of the song, "Just As I Am"? That lady was in a state of brokenness. And someone said, "Why don't you go to the Lord?" And she said, "I don't know how." And He said, "Come just as you are. Just as I am, Lord, I'm going to come to you." Because, see, Christ's love does not leave us in the same condition. When we've been touched by Jesus, it changes us. I know that the religious world would, many of them would, they would welcome a message like this. But their message stops there. It's like, what, but do you know when the blind came to Jesus, they went away restored? Do you know that when the self-righteous came to Jesus, the Lord gave them new perspective? When the sinner came to Jesus, they found a place of forgiveness. What about the woman that was caught in adultery? And the Pharisees brought her to Jesus for the purpose of saying she needs to be stoned according to the law. Do you know it was the greatest favor the Pharisees could have ever done that lady? They brought that adulterous woman to a Savior that was there to accept her, and yet He gave her hope and salvation in saying, I love you. I'm adding a little bit here now. I love you. God loves you. I care for you. I'm not here to throw stones. But go and don't do it anymore. Go and don't sin anymore. Oh, do you know the hope that must have welled up in her life? Here, I thought I was being put to death and I was being rejected by the spiritual people. I would like to encourage each one of you this morning, be so spiritual that you are welcoming to people in our world. Be so spiritual that your arms are open to those that maybe others have ostracized. And sometimes that gets pretty close to home, because sometimes it's those that you say, well, they should have known better. Peter should have known better, shouldn't he? He failed the Lord 3 times. And yet, Jesus was welcoming to him. I believe the Lord would have had His arms open to Judas if Judas would have just come. He would have welcomed him back in the fold. This morning, wherever you are, and whatever you are welcome. And you will be changed when you have been touched by the hand of Jesus Christ. I want to be part of the hand of Christ. I want you to be part of the hand of Christ, that we can learn that this is more important than sacrifice. We can have all the doctrines, all the theology, and we've got that righteousness. But if we fail to have this spirit of openness, we've missed it all. Jesus said, go and learn what it means. To those that have sat among us for years and they still have leprosy, they still need the touch of your love. To those that fell among us and you sit there thinking, what in the world are they thinking? How can they do that? What about you? What about me? Wasn't it the forgiveness and welcoming spirit of Christ that has brought us to where we are this morning? The scripture says over in Romans 15:7, He said, wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also hath received us. That's pretty big, pretty tall order right there. As Christ has received you, receive everyone else. Let's not allow this morning the ills of our society to define us as a people, as a congregation, or as a larger body of Christ, as a people that have fellowship. We have fellowship with other congregations, fellowship with other people. Let's not allow the ills of our society to come in among us and cause division and cause differences. This is supposed to be a spiritual hospital. Jesus came to call those that are sick. And I know our society has, while they talk about inclusiveness, what is happening in our country to a large extent is divisiveness. What's happening is, well, let's begin. We want to say we accept everybody, but you be over there and you give me my space and you give me my area. And what we see happening is division by race, by background, rich, poor, black, white, brown, everywhere in between. Do you know that when I turn and I read the simplicity of the Word of God, there is absolutely no place for that among God's people. When someone has been rejected, it causes scars, doesn't it? I dare say probably some have been scarred here this morning. There are those that have been scarred because of how they have been treated. And if you feel like someone does not welcome you, you know, as people of God, we are to forgive, yes? But you know what still causes you to walk carefully? Because I know they didn't want me. I know they did not welcome me. For whatever reasons, I wasn't welcome. And it really has an effect on people's perspective of others. And it's easy to start judging everybody else with that same brush. If this person, this family, if Brother Sean mistreated me, I'm going to kind of, Sister Rhonda, it's easy to start putting, you know, and then I'll look at their children, and pretty soon it's the congregation, and pretty soon and it was just one person, and Brother Sean hadn't treated me wrongly. But do you understand how it's easy to start painting everybody? I want to encourage us as God's people, let's be careful not to judge one another based on how someone else has hurt us or someone else has rejected us. If there's anyone here that has been unwelcomed or rejected or mistreated by someone that is in the body of Christ or at least professes to be, I can't change what they did, but I can tell you it's wrong, and I'm sorry that happened to you. And we don't excuse unforgiveness. We don't excuse treating someone as subpar because we're all children of God. And I know that there are things, there are family hurts that can pass down from generation to generation. And I've seen it happen. In different areas, in different places. And I know that rejection is something that, if we're not careful, can begin to define our relationships. The Lord wants us to be welcoming, as Christ was with us. Those of different colors, you know, that should have absolutely zero bearing in how we fellowship as God's people. Whether someone is brown or black or white or light or dark, those things have absolutely no bearing in our relationship in the church. I know there have been those in the past, and I know some would feel like maybe I'm treading on some sensitive grounds here, but there have been those that have been hurt in the past, and we want to be sensitive to that. We want to be understanding of that. On the other hand, when we have, I also, I will say, have felt rejected because of my skin color. Not just in other countries, but here in the United States. There's been some places that I was rejected and ostracized because of nothing I had done, but how I was born. And you know, it causes you to take a step back and be understanding and sympathetic to people that have experienced those things. And yet in the church, in God's church, there is absolutely no place for us to treat anyone any differently. Nor do I want to ostracize you for what someone did to me. See? Because we are to forgive. And we are to love, and we are to have that same spirit of welcomeness. If we only love those that love us, Jesus said, what reward have you? So if there are those that have not treated you right, what are we taught to do? Forgive them and open up your arms and welcome them. As a body this morning, and this is another small aspect of it we're not going to spend a lot of time with, but we welcome, as part of the body of Christ, we welcome all people to fellowship and come into these services. We welcome everyone. The blind man is welcome, but there is a little caveat. The blind man is welcome until he tries to start to put everybody else's eyes out. You see, the drug addict is welcome this morning. I would that we have more drug addicts here this morning. You know why? Because there's a love of Jesus that can begin to change those that are addicted. The drug addict is welcome here this morning until they try to start selling their drugs. The compromiser is welcome among us. The hypocrite, the self-righteous, the sinners are welcome. We openly entreat them and want them to come until they begin to agitate and push to promote sin in the body. And then there are scriptures that deal with that. There are scriptures that say not to have any fellowship with them. And there is a place, and that's another Bible study. But when those would come to agitate false doctrine among us, and you say, you know what, brother, you are welcome to come and fellowship, but you're not welcome to agitate and stir up with what might adversely affect the rest of the body. I know the ministers at times have been criticized for that, but it's scriptural to care for the sheep. But as a body, we welcome that. We welcome everyone to come with whatever doctrines, whatever background, whatever baggage, and we want them to know that they are welcome to be here and open up their heart to God, because all of us needed the touch. And it wasn't just that I needed. This morning, saints and sinners and compromisers and hypocrites and rejected and everybody else, I still need this morning the touch of Jesus Christ. Because it was His touch and is His touch that continues to give me the strength to go when I have been rejected, when people that I would be close to have not welcomed me, when there are hurts that happen and there are personal places that you feel like I failed the Lord and I should have done better. It was the touch of Jesus Christ that let me know, Michael, I welcome you. So this morning, we're going to conclude here in just a few minutes, but I want you to know that you're welcome today. Just like you are. You're welcome. And in Luke, I'll just maybe turn and read in Luke chapter 11, verse 5. Jesus said, which of you shall have a friend shall go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, in other words, you go to your friend's house and knock on the door. Say, I have a need. That's what he's saying here. And your friend from the other side of the door says, trouble me not, because the door is now shut. Have you ever had the door shut on your face? How's it feel? I know all of you probably at some point, some way have been rejected. It hurts. It flat out doesn't feel good. Trouble me not. The door is now shut. And my children are with me in bed, and I cannot rise and give thee. And I say unto thee, though thou wilt not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. Now this is where Jesus concluded. He said here, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and he to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If there's a need this morning, the Lord is not shutting the door in our face. But if you come and say, Lord, I'm here, He's going to open up the door and He's going to bring us in. And He's going to minister to us. Others may and will at times reject you. I think it's one of the hardest things for people to overcome because it's so deep. And yet there's a Savior that welcomes us. And I also want to be part of it. Would you do that with me this morning? Would you purpose that we will be more open, more kind, more welcoming, not just to the blind and to the leper, but to the compromiser, to the hypocrite, to the self-righteous. Lord, we want to show your love. And how can we do that if we close the door? So this morning, as we conclude, the scripture says over in John chapter 1 that Jesus came unto his own. And his own what? Received him not. But to such as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. In other words, Jesus came for all of us this morning. And he came to welcome us. And if you feel like you have some walls up this morning, maybe even to this message, you kind of have that barrier in your mind. You're not the first person to feel that. You're not the first person to feel walls to God's people. You're not the first one to resent a little bit people that come to services with, maybe. But, you know, we're all hurting sometimes. We all hurt. And Jesus said, I stand at the door. He said, I knock. In other words, he's coming to where we are now. He's knocking on the door, and he said, if you'll open the door, I'd like to come in this morning. I'd like you to welcome me. Because, you see, Jesus is welcoming, but it's mutual. It takes us as well. It's mutual acceptance. When one person is welcoming and one isn't, you've got a problem, right? It's the same way spiritually. But the Lord is welcoming you this morning, just like you are. But he's at our heart's door to those that are feeling some rejection or differences. And the Lord's there saying, if you'll open up your door, I'd like to come in. I'd like to sup with you. And Jesus, that's why he said, come unto me, all ye that, what? Labor. It wasn't just to the sinner. I needed this week. I needed this. I was struggling with something, and the Lord began to talk to me. So if this message isn't for anybody else, I'll just say it was for me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He's there welcoming to each and every one of us, and I thank God for it. Amen.